Karen Glaive as Jolene Gray and Robert Haley as Charlie McMahon star in Kill the Messenger.
How'd he die?
OD'd. He got made, so they got rid of him the easiest way they could.
Given their profession.
Given they are drug-dealing scum.
There's been nothing in the papers.
It's an ongoing investigation, and his family want us to get the killers.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony was a great guy. We were on the bike squad together before he moved up to narcotics.
Yeah, it was his first time undercover. And we needed somebody who knew the bike scene inside out.
Which is where I come in, too?
You're the only one with experience in surveillance who can disassemble a trail bike and put it back together again in under an hour.
Well, I'll do my best.
It's not you I'm worried about. It's your buddies. Fieldstein and McMahon.
Malcolm and Charlie?
You know, they got in the middle of one of my cases a while back and nearly blew the whole thing.
Oh, Malcolm's friend, the cop on steroids.
They told you about it?
A rough outline.
You see, that's my point. I got a very delicate case here, and you and your pals share your every secret like some kind of old lady's knitting club.
Sorry. It's just an image that's...
Oh, yeah, no. Amuse yourself. But nobody finds out what you're doing. Especially those two meddling...
Hey, Albert! Boddington's. Jolene! Charlie and Betty want to know if we're up for a game of hearts after... Oh.
Constable Fieldstein?
Detective Harden. I didn't know you two...
We just met.
Yeah? So, what's up? You got a job with the narc?
No, we just got to talking at the bar.
Yeah, one bad joke led to another.
Right. Now tell me what's really going on.
Excuse me, Lloyd. Malcolm, I need to talk with you.
What?
Were you late off? We're having a drink, that's all.
Right. The head of the drug squad is picking you up in Jolton Joe's.
Is that so hard to believe?
Not if you still believe in Santa Claus. It's a job, right?
Wrong.
Even if I was right, you'd have to say that.
I like him. He's confident and not bad to look at.
Jolene, all narcs are trouble, and this guy is the alpha narc. He's top gun trouble, and business or pleasure, I'm seriously concerned.
Well, don't be. In fact, go sit at the bar. You're cramping my style.
Please. Jolene, la-la-la loves la-la-la Lloyd.
I'm in the mood for Lloyd, simply because he's near me.
I don't know why you think it's so funny.
It's the lamest story ever. I mean, the guy's got 15 years on her easy.
That happens every day.
It happens every day, but not to Constable Gray.
Maybe she's been looking for a man with some maturity. That's no crime.
Well, if she's looking for somebody with maturity, she sure picked the wrong guy.
Why do you disrespect this man so much?
He shot a Corvette.
In hot blood.
I take it that's a joke?
Not at the time. A friend of Malcolm's was endangering an undercover operation, so Harden staged a drive-by shooting to scare him off.
Right in the middle of town, he lets go with an Uzi.
And it wasn't suspended?
We couldn't prove it was him.
The truth is, nobody even wanted to investigate, because he was onto the biggest drug bust in 10 years.
Which he did make happen 2 weeks later. But he's still a jerk, and I don't like Jolene having anything to do with him.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, I don't know. Just keep my eyes on events, you know? I'm clear.
How do you do that every time?
I'm really good at counting cards. That's how I know Lloyd Harden isn't playing with the full deck.
So that's the Bean.
Yeah. They've added some neon.
You frequent the place? People know you?
Nah, not in my district. And bike cops stay away from the Bean.
Why?
It's a bit like consorting with the enemy.
I don't copy.
Most of these guys drive like maniacs, right? I mean, that's part of the rush. Forget just running the red lights, run through a stream of oncoming traffic. Around Bay Street, half the tickets the bike squad deals out go to these guys. But I gotta admit, the scene fascinates me. The energy level is intense.
Fueled by a long list of illegal substances. Speed, coke, ecstasy, junk.
Used to be small time.
Not anymore. Their job takes them into every office tower downtown. And many of our corporate citizens have similar chemical preferences.
They're dealing to the Bay Street brokers?
And so on. We don't know who's running the show, but at least a dozen of these couriers are in business.
You busted any of them yet?
Nah, You don't sweat the little guys. You find the snake's head and then cut it off.
Before Tony died, was he looking at anybody special?
Two names. Slick Perez and Machine McCarville.
McCarville?
Well, you know him?
Only by rep. He won the Alley Cat Scramble 2 years running.
Oh, yeah, he's a superhero in this crowd. And a killer on the open street. If you ain't on a bike, you ain't going where he goes.
It'll be interesting to see how he ticks.
Hey, this is surveillance work. No personal involvement. Minimal contact. I just want to know what you see. Got it?
Not a problem. I'll get my bike out of the basement and come by tomorrow.
Hey! Watch it!
Oh, man! Door pry! Come on, switch.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't see
it. It's okay.
You jerk! Why don't you watch what you're doing?
Sorry, it's since you're okay.
It don't even talk to me.
And I wouldn't park there if I were you.
Yeah, unless you're looking for your insurance to get you a new paint job.
Get out of here. Scram! Slick, get a ride.
You okay?
Fine. I was going to face plant for sure, but my brain bucket did its job.
No cranial disharmony whatsoever?
None.
Come on, sit down. Those zoned out sardines are going to kill us all one of these days.
Check the side mirror? Forget about it.
Yeah. Looks like I'm going to need a wrench.
Yeah, front wheel's a bit of a potato chip.
It doesn't look too wonky, really.
Just a little warp, not full taco.
Take a look at it for the lady, Slick.
Sure thing.
Shouldn't take but five.
Thanks.
Not a problem. Where are you from, girl?
West Coast.
Nice speed.
Too nice for this. Zoo.
Yeah.
Around here, a well-tuned war horse that shows a hint of rust is your best bet.
I hear ya.
So, what brings you to the smoke?
Ah, the demon van was filling up with Freds. Thought some big city rides might be a buzz. Oh, I'm Joe.
I'm Steve. And that's Slick.
Hola, Joe.
Hola. Okay, well, while that gets done, I'm gonna get a jolt and void. You need?
Double jet, straight up.
I'm cool.
Okay. Well, like I said, thanks. Hi. Two double jets, straight up.
Do you feel straight, Connor?
Busy, eh?
About average.
Most places like this, after lunch, they're dead.
Most owners don't know coffee like I do. Or have a cousin who can get them a top-end espresso machine wholesale.
Still, pulling all these couriers, that's more than knowing a good bean when you smell it.
Yeah, well, location, location, location. There's about 600 couriers work Bay Street. I'm tucked into the only quiet side street. And I got bike space out front. This stop is hassle-free. But like I say, the real secret is double jet.
Thanks. Oh, I'm Joe, by the way.
Oh, Della. Enjoy.
Well, good talking to you. Double jet?
Thanks.
How's the wheel?
Through his dirt.
Oh, thanks, Slick. I may live to race again.
You race?
Oh, you bet. Next fall, I plan to ride that human-powered roller coaster.
We got a competitor here, Slick.
Ooh, poor girl.
Lucky girl. The Alley Cat Scramble is the biggest race in the street bike universe. It's like cashing the golden ring, right?
It used to be. Now it's just an excuse for some biospace fad manufacturers to strut the latest junk. It's ripping off the culture for profit, so forget them.
No offense, but you're talking like a bagger.
Hey! Machine here won the thing twice. Farthest thing from a quitter, right?
Your machine, McCarville?
Steve's fine. And yeah, top of the food chain, eh? Making 600 a week humping parcels. But that's going to change. This year, I'm running my own scramble. On tax day.
Tax day?
It's the biggest day of the year in the courier biz. Everybody's got a file. Most people wait until the last minute.
Then, everybody needs a courier at the same time. It's feeding frenzy.
And afterwards, we party down. But this year, we're going to race, then party. An extreme run right through the bar district in the heat of the night.
It'll be like guerrilla warfare or something.
Pick up, 490 Bay. It's Goodman Myers, 1256.
490. 12. Got it. Got a ride. Take care now, you.
So, tax day, that's like 3 days from now.
Yeah. You want to run?
Sure, but I'm a cross-country racer. No roadie experience. Besides, I gotta get a job pronto.
You want a job? I can get you a job. Hey, Della!
You exceeded your mandate.
Look, it wasn't my fault. I got doored. After that, I was just swept up in advance.
All I wanted you to do was keep an eye on the scene. Now you got a job in the place, and you're on a first-name basis with my suspect.
Okay, I screwed up, but I'm in there. So what do you want to do? Pull me off the case?
I'd like to, but I've got to play you.
Great. I mean, I won't let you down.
You already have.
Jolene!
Oh, God.
My command. Perfect.
Charlie! Betty, what a surprise. What brings you down here?
Well, nothing special. Just a nice park to stroll in at sunset.
Yes, it's really romantic. Hello, I'm Betty.
Hi, Betty. Lloyd. How's it going, McMahon?
Great. Yourself?
Never better. Ran into your buddy Malcolm the other day.
Yeah, he said.
Yeah? You two keeping busy?
In our own separate ways. Clocks and computers.
Glad to hear. No extracurricular activities, I hope.
The occasional walk in the park about does it for me. You?
Yeah, about the same. I got a new girl I'm seeing. Takes up all my spare time.
Yeah? Anybody I know?
Will you two stop? Come on, Lloyd. Buy me an ice cream. Good to see you both.
Yes, and nice to meet you, Mr. Hardin. Enjoy your date. I guess that settles it, then.
What?
It's a romance.
Then why the grilling about me and Malcolm?
Open your heart a bit, Charlie. Look, it's a romance to hold in hands.
Hey, Della, two double jets, a Gatorade, and a ham and cheese on Kaiser.
Coming up. So, how do you like it so far?
It's great. My first day, and I'm already exhausted. These guys never stop coming.
That'll quiet down a bit when their afternoon rush hits. So, Flick says you're a racer.
Yeah.
Are you doing the tax day scramble?
Just for the buzz. Flick's gonna give me some pointers after my shift.
Isn't that boy the sweetest thing on
wheels? Yeah, he's a sweetie, all right. Where's he from?
Bolivia. Refugee from the drug wars. Anyway, he's got a big family he's trying to get out. They're mountain people. He's got stamina like you wouldn't believe. Needs it, too. Immigration lawyers cost a fortune.
He do okay riding?
He's doing better since Steve took him under his wing, but face it, nobody's making a fortune humping padded envelopes for a living, not even a postman.
Go! Go high! Get some air! What's the grid? It's Slick! Right corner, hard right. Right! Slick the fucking grid! Go!
Which way?
Loading dock ramp. Jump the stairs.
Woo! I almost augured in on the down ramp at level D.
Yeah, but you carved levels A through C perfect, and you cleaned the alley run. How'd you like it?
Oh, major.
Yeah.
But I am cashed.
Yeah. Let's ride easy. Go down to Triple Dos, get some cerveza.
I'm buying. You know what I could really go for, though? Some WPS. Chill me out.
WPS?
White powder stimulant.
Oh, right.
Well, being new in town, I haven't achieved hookup yet. And I can't deal with a street bar, you know.
Yeah, sure. It's just not my scene.
No problem. I just figured it'd be the same. The curious scene out west, it's heavy duty.
I've seen enough of that in Bolivia to last a lifetime. Besides, if I get busted, I get deported. My whole family suffers, right?
Right. Listen, Slick, this isn't going to mess us up, is it? Because it's not my scene either, really. I just chip a bit, you know?
No big deal.
Good. Then let's get the suds and forget the whole thing.
Kitchen time.
Hardin's married.
Why am I not surprised?
There's more. One of his undercover guys OD'd last week.
That's too bad.
They're covering it up.
How come?
Well, who knows? The odds are... a narco D's, he's dirty.
That's jumping to conclusions.
Maybe, but you got to wonder. You know what else I wonder? What Hardin would do if he found out one of his guys was dirty.
Now, that is stretching it.
I hope so, but the man gives me the creeps.
Yeah. Betty and I ran into him and Jolene in the park the other day.
What park? Wait, don't tell me. Riverdale, right?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Well, Harden meets his undercover ops in that park.
Hold on. Are you saying Harden's got Jolene working undercover?
If he lost a guy, maybe he needed a replacement.
Who was this guy?
His name was Tony Mears. And get this, he used to work the bike squad, same as Jolene.
Where are you getting all this?
Gossip, some hacking, and personnel files.
You think the bike squad connection has any relevance?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Just be careful. If Jolene is working undercover...
Jolene is not trained to work undercover. And Mears died under mysterious circumstances.
You're right. Harden's got no right to put her in that kind of danger. But if we get mixed up in it,
we're
it's only...
We're gathering information, not mixed up in it.
Yet.
Look, Charlie, we both know Harden's a loose cannon. And if she's in over her head, I need to make sure she's protected.
Yeah. So do it.
So what are you saying? Your first personal contact with a suspect you try and score?
What I'm saying is, Slick isn't the guy.
Well, because he didn't pop open his handle grip and pull out a baggie full of E? He just met you, for God's sake.
I know it's going a little fast, but these guys live in a fast world.
They also live in a world where you get too close too fast, you end up dead. It's like Tony.
Slick is not your guy. It was like he was disappointed in me.
Not as disappointed as I am. I mean, I warned
you. Don't pull me out, Lloyd. He's cool.
I can't pull you out. Not now. I'm going to watch you like a hawk.
I've got to get your machine. He's the guy.
Yeah, you get the machine. Just don't get yourself killed in the process.
Unit 7, disturbance, bus shelter, Queen and Rock. Please investigate.
You ever turn that off?
The walkie-talkie? Not tonight. Got to tune to the cop band.
Why's that?
We got no permit for the scramble, so things could get hairy. The bike bears get into the herd, I'm onto an alternative track. Fast.
Just lay off, will you, Della?
That all you got to say?
That's all there is to say. We're racing or what?
Yeah! What was that about?
Slick has a bad day. He can get gnarly. You ready?
About as ready as I can be under the circumstances.
Well, check your chain and avoid the road rash, eh?
I'm dialed. Let's see at the race.
Yeah, and save some juice for the floor. I got a band is gonna zone you out.
After this, I'll be lucky to walk, let alone dance.
No worries. I'll scare up some artificial energy. Right on.
Yes.
Let's get going. All
right. Yeah. Stella!
Okay, everybody who's in, hit the blacktop. Yeah. And all you vouchers, back off. Everybody knows the route, right? Richmond Parkade, Queen Street Alley from City to Spadina. Pass the dip and right on down to Paradise. Now how you get there is part of the game. There's swag at the far end, but like Machine says, it's all about the glory, stupid. So don't back out.
The Richmond Parkade, just up the street. Hard climb up, crazy ride down, then it's straight along Richmond through Clubland, up that cheesy alley that runs from City TV to Spadina, which means you go through Chinatown and Kensington Market to get to college, because the Dip, that's the Diplomatico Cafe, is in the college club zone, and then helter-skelter down to Parkdale. Paradise is a warehouse off Dufferin.
How do you know all that?
Research. You got to plan ahead. In a race like this, anything can happen.
I just want to be close by if she gets into trouble. You spot Harden yet?
No, but it would be just like him to hang her out to dry.
Okay, start your engine.
White van. Other side of the beam.
That's our kind of van for sure.
Okay, it's 5, 4, 3, 2,
bomb it! Hey, you're falling behind, Slick.
We're catching up.
Yeah? Well, remember the Augusta Alley. And catch me if you can!
Woo! Go ahead, Slick. I'm going your race.
No way, I'm your guy.
We're 6 levels up. I'm nearly bombed and we hardly even started.
Trust me, once we hit the downside, you're going to have all the adrenaline you're going to need.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I'm sorry!
They're all over the street.
Somebody's going to get killed.
Where's Jolene?
She's still up there. Here she comes.
Why'd she thump our roof?
Because she recognized the car and us. We're made.
Big deal. Let's go. Chinatown. Perfect. Traffic jam guaranteed. Nobody gets through fast except bikes.
Where's Harden?
About 5 cars up. We're both going to lose her.
Looks like he's not going to let that happen.
Follow him.
I can't, Malcolm. He'll make us.
Never mind. The bikes are hopping the tram barrier and cutting up St. Andrews. Harden's got to go to Baldwin or Oxford. Turn left on Dundas. We can catch them on Augusta.
Hang on.
It's jamming up at the top of the street.
Cops. Doesn't matter. I got a shortcut. Past the restaurant. Go left.
Between the buildings?
Follow me.
Oh, God. Split!
I was thinking about Malcolm and Charlie. Angry, distracted.
I'm sorry.
Slick told me to take the shortcut, but I scraped the curb on the turn. He went ahead, full speed.
There was a wire running between the buildings. It caught him right across the throat.
It practically cut his head off. And if I had gone down that alley first...
Okay, Constable, I need you to quit this right now.
Leave her alone, you...
Keep out of this, you amateur.
You didn't protect her. Jolene could be DOA and you wouldn't even care.
Don't tell me what I
no,
would...
Stop it! Lloyd, what do you need me to do?
Slick had a fight with Della just before the race started. Any idea what about?
No. But Machine told Slick about the shortcut.
He was far enough out in front to rig the wire. And if Slick told him you were trying to score...
No, it doesn't work. He was flirting with me before the race. Promised to get me high at the party.
Somehow he had to talk to Della after that.
Why?
Because Della's cousin runs Elegante Restaurant Supplies, which is a front for the Albanese family. I think the Bean was set up as a recruitment center.
Why didn't you tell me?
You're green. I didn't trust you. But I figure she recruited Machine, the top rider in town. Bitter and broke. Perfect.
Then why were you targeting Slick?
We thought he had the most to lose. Especially if we sent him home with a drug conviction on his head. And Tony turned up dead.
So, Slick maybe told Della that Jolene was looking for drugs, just before the race. How did she tell Machine?
Steve had his walkie-talkie on, to monitor the police band. And at some point, Della gets on the radio, sends a page and...
Machine rigs the wire. It's a good theory, but there's no proof. The case sucks air.
You think I don't know that? Okay, Jolene... You said Machine promised to hook you up tonight.
Right.
And how did Tony die?
OD.
If that wire was for you and you still show up at the party, maybe he's going to have a backup plan, like some juice that's killer good.
Hold on. They already tried to kill Jolene tonight. No second chances.
Well, that's up to her. And me.
No way.
Because if we're right, Machine killed one of our own.
I said no way.
Worst case, he gives Jolene some E and we've got him for trafficking.
No way.
You're not going in there. Now tell him, Jolene.
Yeah, right. You tell me. You don't have the guts to go in there and take down a cop killer.
No way.
Malcolm, way.
Dean! Dean!
Can you believe it?
I lost. It's Rick. He's dead!
I'm
dangling over a traffic camera at Sheridan, and boom! Brake light! Both tires blown! Slick! Dead!
What?
Slick! Slick! He got
clothesline!
Wire! He's dead!
Come on outside. We gotta talk.
There was nothing I could do. I tried, but...
Man... That's rough.
And all the time I was waiting for the ambulance, all I kept thinking was, that could have been me. It could have been me.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm just so pranged, man. I don't think I can...
It's okay, Joe. Look, I got you something special.
What?
This will get you back in the zone.
You gotta crank it?
You never banged a hit?
Sure,
well,
but...
No buts, then. This'll take you to nirvana.
You sure?
I guarantee it will take that pain away. Come on, give me your arm.
No, that's okay. I can do it myself. Give me.
Sure. Here you go, Joe.
Got it.
Freeze it, Machine. Right where you stand. Stephen McCarville, You're under arrest for trafficking in a controlled substance.
Oh, you're kidding me. This is a misdemeanor.
That depends on what the lab says is in the syringe. Doesn't it?
So, the sample from that syringe came back today.
And? The tox screen matches the drug that killed Tony.
So you were risking your life. He could have just stuck you.
But he didn't. And that wire still doesn't make sense. Why not? It was too arbitrary. Especially if Steve could have made the OD. And they didn't tell Slick, who was one of their own.
Solution? When Harden's guy cleared out Slick's room, they found a shoebox full of cash and a baggie full of powdered milk.
He was cutting the dope?
That's right. And selling the extra to pay the immigration lawyers.
That's what Slick and Dell were fighting about?
So it seems. And McCarville rigged the wire for Slick.
You're a lucky girl, Jolene.
Yeah, because from Harden's point of view, she was totally expendable.
He was giving me cover.
You had next to no training, and he sent you into that rave alone. After an attempt on your life.
It was my choice.
He didn't give you a choice.
Charlie.
You were emotionally vulnerable. He bullied you into it, and if you'd been killed, he wouldn't have cared.
You don't know that.
Why would he? Either way, he had his bust.
You know what, Charlie?
What?
Sometimes you've got to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like I did. With you.
You have been listening to Kill the Messenger, this week's episode of The Old Guy by Paul Ledoux. Featured in the cast tonight, Robert Haley as Charlie McMahon, Ryan Rogerson as Malcolm, Karen Glaive as Jolene. With them, you also heard Arlene Duncan as Betty Parker, Derek Boyes as Lloyd Harden, Allegra Fulton as Della Petrocelli, Jonathan Crombie as Machine McCarville, and Pedro Guevara Mann as Slick Perez. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Wayne Richards. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcox. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.